All right, our thanks to Kyle Boone, CBSSports.com, talking college basketball in the previous segment. If you missed any part of that, you can re-listen to it or listen to it for the first time if you missed it all together. KFHradio.com podcast, as we discussed all things college basketball. It's been college basketball intensive here in the first hour of the show here on a Friday, but it will soon change. We'll talk TV private investigators here in a second, courtesy of Cindy HRO. I know. Chargers Ravens coming up this weekend. NFL Hall of Fame finalists have been announced. And we'll make some State Farm picks, mostly about football. So we will definitely change gears here shortly, as we'll make our State Farm picks with Terry Johnson from State Farm. That is, we're on the other side of the State Farm picks, so to say. We've only got four others.
Oh, my God. We've got
four more times.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I got to say, I'm making a mad dash at 500.
Good for you.
It's possible. It's possible.
I'd like to see one of us above water, for goodness
sake. We're all on the
wrong
side of the Mendoza line, betting-wise, but there's still four more chances after today to do that, and we'll make our picks at 10:25. All right, non-sports-related Twitter question brought to you by Cindio HRO, which does human resource experts, of course, long-time supporter of the show, and our Twitter question for not only this show, but The Drive, too. It has to do with TV private investigators / detectives. Now, I understand this is a murky job description, kind of, when you're talking about the difference between a PI, a detective. To me, a detective is, well, it's complicated, right? You do have detectives in the police force. I'll be honest with you. I watched a Law & Order SVU marathon over the last couple of days, and that was the impetus for this question.
And so how'd it go for you?
I loved it. I got reconnected with it. It's okay. Law & Order SVU is a great show, and Law & Order, period, is a great show. And Dick Wolf created that, and thank you, Mr. Wolf, for doing that for all of us. And I speak for everybody. It's a great show. But that got me going on the difference between and everybody needs to not jump the gun because they kind of did in the mentions. The question is, who you got? Who's your go-to TV PI / detective? Jessica Fletcher, Murder, She Wrote. Thomas Magnum, of course, Magnum PI. Jim Rockford from the Rockford Files. Or Mike Hammer. Now, I know there's others, and I know there's kind of some spillover here, right? Joe Friday, of course, would have gotten some run. Barney Miller didn't make the cut. There were at least two write-ins for Columbo,
which
was pretty iconic, and he, you know, maybe that was a mistake by me to leave him off. But there was also a mention of a couple that are going to make appearances in future Twitter questions. So everybody hold your water, all right? Most notably, Andy Sipowicz from NYPD Blue. He's going to be in a cop section, okay? Not necessarily the PI or detective here. This kind of below the surface guy or gal, right? So we'll get to that in the next couple of days. But TV PIs, who you got? Jessica Fletcher, Thomas Magnum?
Has Thomas Magnum been sullied by the reboot?
Not according to the voter turnout, no.
No, really?
Yeah, 44%.
I mean, because I only think of Tom Selleck.
Well, of course.
I don't think of whoever this, and I haven't watched it.
I actually haven't either. I don't know. And I'm proud
of... It's kind of like, because the Hawaii Five-0 franchise, I think, is probably better than the first one.
Well, and speaking of which, Kojak probably could have made this list, too.
Oh, yeah, Telly Savalas, baby.
Yeah. Maybe instead of Mike Hammer. Although I like Stacey Keach as Mike Hammer.
Yeah.
He's getting 9% of the vote. And
Columbo, if you had it to do over again, maybe Columbo in there somewhere might have been good.
He's
a cop, right?
I looked this up, and there's different definitions for all these guys. PI, detective, policeman.
Okay.
Those are kind of all...
That's a wide net.
It is. And they're all different, but they're all kind of, they get lumped together in our mind's eye. That's what, you know, it's like, where's Joe Friday? Where's Andy Sipowicz? You know, so everybody be patient. Hopefully I'll cover all this by the time this Law and Order SVU thing runs its course in my brain. But those are your, in hindsight, the Mount Rushmore of PIs probably would be Thomas Magnum, Jim Rockford, Columbo, and Kojak, right? Would that probably have been more?
I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe more competitive that way. But anyway, you got still got some time to vote for that. We appreciate you voting and retweeting, as you guys and gals always do. The UConn women last lost a regular season game 209 games ago. Number 6 Stanford in overtime, November 17th, 2014. They lost to Baylor last night, 68-57. 208 straight games without a loss in regulation. In regulation, I guess I should clarify, dating back to 2013. Hadn't lost a road game in regulation since 2011 against Baylor and Brittany Griner.
Mm-hmm.
They had won 55 straight true road games dating back to that Stanford loss and 13 straight true road games against ranked opponents. They're not afraid to play the best of the best in women's basketball, but unfortunately, for fans of women's basketball, I'll just go ahead and say this, the pool's not very deep when it comes
to really
good teams.
No, and that's the and that's part of the problem. And that's not UConn's fault by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
It's just that the talent pool, it's getting there, but it's just it's not at the level of, because is there any sport as top heavy as women's basketball?
No.
I mean,
I think
it's the most top heavy thing in all of competitive sports, at least the ones we're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's even close.
All right, real quick before we go to the top of second hour. Hey, Earl, how do you feel about being part of a promo? Have you heard yourself being replayed on the radio yet?
I have, and I honestly thought I nailed the voice a little better with the Coming to America preacher than it really sounded back. It sounded better in my head.
That's okay. That's okay.
Well, that's okay.
I think you guys are leaving out a very important detective.
Okay.
Sean Spencer from Psych. Are you familiar with Psych?
Okay.
Well, I'm not even familiar with it, so I can't speak to the fact that we left him out.
Though, Earl, how many votes would he really get if I put it up on the Twitter question? You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, like Bruce hasn't heard of Psych, which ran for about 6 years. If he actually took the time and watched it, it would become one of his favorite shows. That's the problem with too much TV. Some of the great shows lost. I mean,
agreed.
People would put Justified out there as one of the greatest darn shows ever. Are you familiar?
Well, I would.
Justified's good.
I would.
I know Justified. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, my God. Justified was fabulous.
Psych is in the same category as Justified. And give a watch. You guys always entertain and inform. Guys, watch Psych. You'll love it.
Wasn't that on TNT or something, TBS?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
In a way, on one of those alphabet networks.
Yes. Thank you, Earl.
All right, take care.
Have a good weekend.
Well done. Psych. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm always looking for something new to carry me through. So, good stuff. All right. Let's get to the top of the hour. We are there. Much more to look forward to as we go into hour number two, not the least of which, State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. Hang with us. We continue in a moment.